Mike Davis sounds the alarm. No one is above the law, even a former president. Exposing the roots of weaponized justice and the constitutional battle ahead. When justice is done, it is a joy to the righteous but terror to evildoers. Proverbs chapter 21 verse 15. In a fiery interview with Benny Johnson, former federal law clerk Mike Davis draws attention to what he calls the most serious constitutional crisis in modern history. As founder of the Article 3 Project, Davis isn't interested in partisan revenge. His focus is accountability under the rule of law. At the center of his message, when the powerful weaponize our justice system to target political opponents, America's foundational liberties and God-given rights are in peril. A legal and moral reckoning is overdue. Davis argues that former government officials, regardless of status or title, must be held accountable if they've participated in unlawful actions. Central to his argument is 18 U.S. Code Section 241, a statute that criminalizes conspiracies to violate constitutional rights. No one is above the law, not even a former president, Davis insists. This is not about politics. It's about restoring trust in institutions, defending the integrity of our justice system, and ensuring that constitutional protections apply to all Americans, whether powerful or powerless. Watch the interview. Mike Davis goes scorched earth, unveiling a pattern of injustice. The interview connects a series of actions, from surveillance and censorship to prosecutorial overreach, that reveal a disturbing pattern: the use of government power to suppress opposition. Davis specifically highlights abuses tied to the Russia collusion narrative and the failure to prosecute those who orchestrated or covered it up. Please support the Virginia Christian Alliance website and community center. We would appreciate your donation. They targeted people for praying at abortion clinics and speaking up at school board meetings. That's not law, it's lawfare. The danger isn't merely legal, it's spiritual. A society that turns justice into a weapon has not only violated the Constitution, it has abandoned God's standard of righteousness. Unequal weights and measures are an abomination to the Lord, Proverbs chapter 20 verse 23. The Constitution and the cross, two pillars, one truth. This moment demands both constitutional vigilance and spiritual discernment. The U.S. Constitution acknowledges that our rights come not from government but from our Creator. When those rights are trampled, Christians must not stay silent. Today's battle for justice is not just about law, it's about truth. And truth, by definition, cannot be silenced or compromised. Davis's legal stance aligns with Scripture's call for the righteous to be bold, Proverbs chapter 28 verse 1. His tone is urgent, but his mission is clear: hold the powerful accountable through lawful means, not vengeance, but justice. What can we learn? Pray for truth to rise and for justice to be restored. 1 Timothy chapter 2 verses 1-2. Stay informed about how institutions are used, for righteousness or for control. Remain vigilant in defending liberty and law, not with wrath, but with conviction anchored in Christ. Speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves. Defend the rights of the poor and needy. Proverbs chapter 31 verses 8-9. Constitutional resource addendum. What is conspiracy against rights? 18 U.S.C. Section 241. Conspiracy against rights is a federal crime that occurs when two or more individuals agree to violate someone's constitutional rights. These rights include freedom of speech, freedom of religion, the right to vote, due process, and equal protection under the law. The statute reads, if two or more persons conspire to injure, oppress, threaten, or intimidate any person, in the free exercise or enjoyment of any right or privilege secured by the Constitution, they shall be fined or imprisoned. 18 U.S. Code Section 241. Importantly, the law does not require that the conspiracy succeed, only that there is an agreement to carry it out. In serious cases involving injury or death, there is no statute of limitations. This law applies to both government officials and private citizens who act in concert to suppress or harm another's protected rights. Why this matters to VCA? At the Virginia Christian Alliance, we affirm that our rights do not come from government, they come from God. The Constitution secures those rights, but it does not create them. When leaders or institutions conspire to suppress free speech, censor religious expression, target political dissent, or persecute citizens for standing on biblical convictions, they violate not only the Constitution but God's moral order. Speak up and judge fairly. Defend the rights of the poor and needy. Proverbs chapter 31 verse 9. We stand for the equal protection of all Americans under the law, and we speak out when truth is trampled by lawless power. Upholding justice is not political, it is biblical.